The following program is brought to you with limited commercial interruption.
Today's broadcast is being simulcast in broken English.
Welcome to the show that we're doing right now.
What the hell are we doing on this show?
Boy, that escalated quickly. I mean, that really got out of hand fast.
It jumped up a notch.
It did, didn't it?
Let's go.
What is this?
Giggity, 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 giggity.
Who else but
the Q?
It's showtime! Gentlemen, gentlemen, let's get down to business.
Can you dig it?
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the queue. Of course, my name is Mark Bland, and I am joined today, as always, by my favorite two people, potentially three. Dan Walsh is on his way. He's going to be on the air with us right shortly. But before we get to him, producer Bobby is here. Oh, you got to have your microphone on.
Oh, yeah.
What's going on, buddy?
It's central. We're the real deal, baby.
We are the real deal. What about you? Lucy Mendez makes her triumphant return for a show to say hi. What's up, Luce?
What's up?
How have you been?
I've been great. How are you?
All right. We also have our friend Dan Walsh here, who is joining us. What's up, Dan Walsh? Well, you are listening to The Q, the absolute best pop culture current events and current events show east and west of that Mississippi River, hailing from the great city of St. Louis, Missouri. And I am your host, Mark Bland. You're listening to us on 1420 WINI and 1380thex.com and worldwide at theqnow.com. Today, we are going to be discussing business ethics on the show, and we want to hear your stories. So call in. You're going to have to call in to 347-974-0958. That's 347-974-0958. That is the number that you can call our show at any given time. It doesn't matter when it is. You can call that number at any time, and we will put you, we'll either put you live on the air if we're live, like we are currently right this second, or if you call because you downloaded the podcast, which is a pretty powerful and popular thing, let's be honest, okay? And you can call at any time and leave a voicemail. So if you want to just say, I think that Dan sounds super uber duper sexy live on my radio every single week, that's what you can do. You can call that number and you can do that. Or if you want to say, I just love it when I play the Lucy Mendez drinking game, which, by the way, you cannot cuss.
You cannot play today.
You cannot play the Lucy Mendez drinking game today because, man, that's going to be out of control.
I'm going to be in trouble.
So, Dan Walsh, how have you been, man?
Good.
Pull the mic over to you. Come on, like act like you're a part of the show.
Every time you do it, it falls apart, and you're like, quit touching the microphone.
Quit touching the microphone.
Whenever I impersonate Mark yelling at me, that.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, also, we're going to be joined by a tarot card reader by the name of...
Julia.
Okay, I have the Judith and Julia here. Oh, we had somebody else scheduled to be on the show. We had a Julia and a Judith, and like I was confused at which one was which because I have it written down on my sheet, but I, of course, because I'm always flying by the seat of my pants, never mark these things out properly. So I'm very unprofessional in that manner. But we have Julia coming on. She is a tarot card reader, and she's going to talk about their unique profession. So sit back and enjoy today's Q.
Yes.
And, you know, you can tweet us at Mark Bland, M-A-R-K-B-L-A-N-D. You can hit CC Papa over there. That's S-I-S-A-S-I-S-I-P-O-P-P-A. Or you can hit Dan Walsh, who never answers anything anyway.
Dan Walsh 83.
Every once in a while, nobody ever writes anything to me.
Nobody ever writes. Or Lucy Mendez. Mendez Lucy, right?
Yes.
That's M-E-N-D-E-Z?
Yes.
L-U-C-Y.
It is.
Lucy in the sky with diamonds.
Oh. Hey, big ups to Lucy, though, by the way.
Why is that?
Lucy, if I'm not mistaken, is leading the votes right now as the best female wrestler.
The best female wrestler for what?
In the Midwest.
On what? Where can they find this information at?
That's at
just Midwest, in general.
Missouri Wrestling.
Missouri Wrestling Revival.
Oh, okay. Missouri Wrestling Revival is in the middle of doing their end of the year voting.
Voting? Yes.
And
vote for me.
Vote for you. But I'm really impressed at how well Dynamo Pro has been doing. As the executive director of Dynamo Pro, you know, we've had the tag teams get the big win, as well as a few other categories. So I'm really happy.
Dynamo Pro was ranked the best company in the Midwest.
Best company in the best organization. That's right.
Yeah.
That's it. Well, that's what happens when you get great people like myself and Justin and you know, Jimmy Crystal, as well as, you know, Ricky Cruz and Dan Walsh's and Lucy Mendez's and people like that all working together at the same time. You're going to get quality product. That's all there is to it.
10-4.
Okay. By the way, the queue is presented this and every single week by photo.com. That's F-O-T-O. That's photo with an F. F-O-T-O.com.
It's in Spanish.
That's right. You visit them and sign up to receive 75 free 4x6 prints. And let's be honest. Black Friday's coming up, guys.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
You're listening to the show. Thanksgiving's coming up. This is the show before Thanksgiving, you know?
Right.
And basically, everybody is getting ready to get out there and purchase things. Now, in St. Louis, maybe not so much. They're going to be scared to death to go to anywhere, probably. Which, by the way, I'm kind of done with the Ferguson stuff. I don't really want to talk about. Like, I'm sure once it pops off because of,
yeah, of
whatever,
course.
And we see what the reaction actually is, then we'll probably talk a little bit more deeply about it.
Right.
But until then, I think at this point it's just a lot of speculation and everybody wanting to know what's going to happen and when it's going to happen. It's not hogwash. Hogswash?
Hogwash.
Isn't that like Hogswash? A school that Harry Potter went to?
No, Hogswash?
That's Hogwarts.
That's Hogwarts.
That's Hogwarts? Don't you
Not Hogwash?
Yeah. Don't you
Not
ever.
Hogswash?
It's about to pop off in here, as the hip-hop artists say.
Is Doctor Who the guy who teaches Harry Potter?
Dumbledore.
Dumbledore?
And Professor Snape.
And a bunch of other names that
Professor Snips?
Professor Snape.
Oh, Snape?
Don't you ever
remember. Bobby's getting like
was
serious.
Was that Harry
come across this
No, it was on Harry Potter 1, 3, 5, 6, 7.
Why can't I throw you in Azkaban or Azkabans or whatever?
Azkaban.
Yeah, why can't I throw you in there?
And it's only for the dirtiest of criminals.
Who's the bad guy in the movie?
I thought that was
Sirius. Well, Sirius.
No, the guy with the bad nose.
That's
Voldemort.
He who we do not speak of.
Valdis?
Bobby literally don't even talk.
Vladimir Putin's?
He who we do not speak of.
Vladimir Putin.
He's in there too.
Vladimir.
He's heading there.
He's getting there. He's going to do his thing.
Voldemort. That's right. I said Voldemort.
Can't believe you said it. You broke your own rules, man.
No, actually, they have a really cool thing down at Universal Studios, which I'm actually working on trying to get us down to, because they just opened a new section of
Butterbeer. That's all I know is they serve Butterbeer there. Somebody else told me they went out of their way this summer to go there.
Yeah.
And they're like, I drank Butterbeer. And I'm like, what?
Just for Butterbeer? Do you want to ride these rides? No, man, we're good.
I just need Butterbeer.
At Universal Studios, they have a giant Wizards World where you can actually go to Diagon Alley, where they get the wand at the...
Diagonal Alleys?
No, it's not Diagonal Alley. That's why he messed up. Never mind.
Dragon
Let's
Alley?
Let's just pretend that everyone that listens to this show lost their virginity.
Where is Dragon Alley?
You're talking about.
Diagon
Alley.
If he didn't have freaking kids, I would think that he didn't lose his virginity at this point.
Dragon Alley.
Bro, I watched it before. I watched all these movies before
Dan,
I had kids.
Dan, let's put him to the test. All right. Is there any major conspiracy theories with Harry Potter? Is there any major conspiracy theories?
Is there a rally of Voldemort?
He doesn't exist.
No, but there is only one person that is actually a real life person in all of the Harry Potter books.
Who's that?
I don't remember what her real name is, but J.K. Rowling actually wrote and put her in this book because she's a fan, and she was like 8 years old. She wrote J.K. and she had cancer.
I heard about this.
So J.K. put her in the book.
I heard about this
nice
from Bobby.
That's nice of J.K. Rowling.
Yeah, it was really awesome.
Keep rolling. I'm sorry.
So, but no, they have a whole
just in a mood
Hogwarts Express train. Like, they have everything. You can go into the wand shop where
is there
they buy
a way
the
for us to
the
put you
shop?
On the train with Dragon Alley?
No, it's
and then
to
send
Diagon
you
Alley.
To the Azkabans.
To Diagon Alley.
I just want to send you to the Azkabans.
Send them to the Azkabans.
Oh, my goodness. On the Ferguson thing, they're doing the op KKK thing right now where they're like just trying to associate KKK with everything that has to do with anyone conservative, right wing, or who's not for justice for Mike Brown and Ferguson.
Yes. Yeah.
So I have been just laughing my butt off on Twitter and social media, reading the things because they go out of their way and they're like, and here's another picture of them. Like the one time I posted the picture of the girl dressed in like the KKK gown and the guy with the black eye standing there looking at her off to the side, who's supposed to be her future husband.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And we all crack jokes on social media. They're like, and this is in Burkhart, Missouri, right here. And I'm
in
like,
Burkhart?
Oh, yeah, dude. Dude, it gets even worse.
Did you hear that they're upset with, I think it's two girls from down in Sullivan, Missouri, because...
Not two girls, a football team. 12 with blackface.
Oh, and I didn't know it was
hilarious, dude.
It was the Powder Puff game.
Wait a minute.
It was the Powder Puff game, and they all dressed in blackface.
Wait a minute.
Oh, yeah. It's blackface. They say they didn't realize, and it wasn't intended to be this over here. And I'm like, there's nothing in 2014 ever at all where white people put black makeup on that isn't attributed only with the one thing from the 1920s in vaudeville. Like, that's it.
About as racist as you get.
Powder Puff football game. All Powder black. Puff. And they played the game in blackface.
So, okay, so what was the reason? Was this in support of Mike Brown? Please
say it is. No. They really seriously just thought it would look cool.
They played the whole game in blackface.
Yep.
Now, mind you, we're talking about Sullivan, Missouri. Way out in the middle of nowhere, okay? That's very far away from St. Louis, the Ferguson stuff, right? They don't have a large black population, I would assume, in Sullivan, Missouri at all. And I would not think that their parents know much about blackface, using blackface, or anything. Now, it is Sullivan, Missouri, though. They are probably quite a few individuals who are not liking of the darker cultures
in that area. They moved to Sullivan, Missouri.
So I'm not sure. Am I included in that? What's that?
Am I included in the not?
Yeah, you would be part of the darker culture, sweetie. Yeah. I'm sorry. There's no that we're gonna talk about Latinos got issues.
We're gonna talk about that tonight.
Because like I posted that to you guys in the little private message earlier today. We've got to talk about that. We'll talk about that later.
Real quick, I just got this message actually from my wife. Seeing as we are live right now.
Yes, sir.
Due to the foreshadowing of things to happen.
Yes.
The Hunter Hayes concert and Hunter Hayes himself has canceled his concert for tomorrow evening.
Who cares? Nobody. Because nobody Hunter cares Hayes. About Hunter Hayes.
Hunter Hayes, the country artist.
It's probably good that he doesn't do it down there.
Yeah, he's not very good at what he does. And he's really bad vocally.
I'm sorry.
What?
I'm just saying.
No, I'm serious. Like, I heard the dude stuff, and I was like, Hunter Hayes isn't really that great. No. Like, I mean, maybe he's talented with picking with his fingers and making the sounds out the guitar thing. You know what I'm saying?
The guitar thing?
Yeah, the guitar thing.
Maybe he was to go entertain a prisoner at the Azkaban.
Maybe he should get over to Dragon's Alley and then
it's
he could talk to
Diagon Alley.
Jesus, Diagonal Alley. Sorry.
Diagon.
It's okay.
Diagon?
It's all right. Everybody, Diagon.
Diagon Alley, because the full flavor's too much?
Lucy, stop. Take the blackface off. You were trying it. I get it. It's cool. Just stop. These people.
She would just have to put a bronzer on.
She would just, that's what it looks like. It is. It's Mary Kay. She probably got it from my wife.
There.
Oh, man. Okay, I want to talk a little bit about business ethics. And the reason I'm bringing this up is because, excuse me for one second. Whoa. What was that? That was so weird.
You were supposed to go away from the mic.
That was awesome.
Turn the mic back on to burp.
It's like a burp snuck into your microphone. He's like, this is the perfect time. Right when he coughs, I'm going to jump right in and disgust people.
No. I want to talk about business tactics because I'm dealing with a situation on Twitter that I find interesting. Now, I'm not going to say the names of the individuals or the partners involved because I don't need to. What we have here is we have professional wrestlers who've worked around many different people at different levels, okay? So we understand the professional ethics of business in that type of world.
Correct.
We understand it in retail and where it handles itself in that world. We understand what it's like in the music business, in the radio business, because we all work in that. So there's business ethics in everything that we do across the board as adults. As you become an adult and you get a real job, business ethics becomes very important.
Okay.
So I was, hold your seat, Dan. I was unfollowed.
Get out of here.
No.
Who had the audacity?
You're damn right. You're damn right.
You know you got onto him,
too. I did. And this is where it rears the ugly head of business ethics. There's a certain individual.
Mark tracks people
reports. No. Listen, to handle the fan base and to do the things that I do to be successful in social media, I get readouts that are sent to me on a day-to-day, week-to-week basis. And they tell me if somebody unfollows. In most cases, listen, I'll lose 100 followers in a day like that all the time. I never say a single word to anybody. I don't say a single word to any of those people. I never go, oh, look at you. Blah, 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 blah. No, never. But if I notice somebody that normally I kind of have a relationship with personally, you know,
right.
and I don't think that they should unfollow, like there's no reason, there's no beef, there's no issues, there's no problems, nothing was said, I didn't slap anyone's mom in the face, you know, there's no reason to unfollow me. I kind of go, well, that's odd. That's unique. I'd like to know what right. I did or said that was off kilter, because I do care about the brand. Right, guys?
Correct. Yes. Absolutely.
We are the Q. The Q is a brand. I am Mark Bland. I am a brand within this. Dan's a brand. Bobby's a brand. Lucy's a brand. We all have our own brands, and we care about our brands, and that's all there is to
we
it.
We can make a song out of that.
We
I'm
could.
I'm a brand. You're
Bobby,
a brand.
Bobby, work on a song.
I'm a okay. brand. You're a brand. She's a brand. Everybody's a brand.
So anyway, a certain individual, well, it wasn't a certain, a group of individuals unfollowed me. It was like, it's a group within the St. Louis market. They unfollow me. And I was like, well, this is kind of odd. Because I know who's kind of behind that group, and I kind of know who's behind controlling the stuff that happens within that group and probably their social media too. So I kind of questioned the individual, and I was like, well, hey, I can't believe that you guys unfollowed me. And they hit me back with, well, we take a lot of things into account when judging who we should and shouldn't follow. Thanks for being something. I can't remember what they said. And I was like, okay.
A really now, nice guy.
The individual that normally is in charge of this and controls this, that person also used to have some business dealings with us. Okay? I'm not going to go into details of who that specific individual is. It doesn't matter who that individual is. And I do know not who say it. Is. Do not bring it up. Do not play anything. Please don't, Bobby. I'm not playing around. Now, with that being said, when this individual was working with our show, okay, they didn't specifically handle themselves in a proper manner, I don't believe. And there was some promises that were made. Those promises were never brought up and handled in a proper way. And so I didn't have a personal issue with that. Bobby didn't have a personal issue with that. We all kind of parted ways pretty amicably. Like there was no beef, no issues. It was like, I get it, lot on your plate. You can't really handle it the way you said you could, even though you said you could. So you're going to go your way. We're going to go ours, and everybody's happy. Okay. Now, normally I don't talk about these things, but here's where the kicker is. The same individual who does this stuff tends to have a bit of I wouldn't say they have an ego, but they tend to have a little bit of an attitude at times, you know, and they kind of carry themselves in a certain way. And I don't have a problem with this person individually at all. I don't have an issue, but I do have a problem where you allow your decisions and your issues and your problems with somebody to burden yourself, create horrible business ethical situations, then when everything is kind of broken apart and everybody kind of just goes their own way with no bloodlust, you know what I'm saying? Like everybody's cool. Then you turn around and you still hold a grudge, even though you are the one who created the problem in the first place. It was because you didn't come through with your promises that you were allowed to walk away with absolutely no scathing, no scars, nothing from the situation because we were nice enough to understand your situation. I've got an issue with that. Mm-hmm. And I've got an issue with people just, they don't handle their business ethics right. Because there's no, listen, I could be, me and Dan Walsh are partners on this show. We are co-hosts. If I had beef with Dan Walsh, and me and Dan don't always agree on everything. We get along pretty well off the air. But mm-hmm. I would say that it's potential me and Dan could come to butt heads on a topic or something like that. If we come to butt heads on that specific topic, it might lead to us not being very happy with each other. So therefore, we might not have a relationship on the radio anymore. If we don't have that relationship on the radio, no, I'm not going to come on the radio and go, Dan Walsh is a piece of crap and blah, 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 blah. And I hold it against him and I need everybody out there to hold it against him and blah, 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 blah. Like, I don't do that. Business is business. Friendship is separate. Okay? My business that happens on the air is separate from my business that happens off the air. I use one to help the other and one to help the other, but I try to keep them as separate as possible. Because there's things that go along with that. But I have a real problem when a person doesn't handle their business ethics right. We see it in pro wrestling all the time. We see it with promoters in pro wrestling all the time where they'll say they pay you something and then they'll pay you half of what they were supposed to pay you or they don't pay you at all. And that's just bad business ethics. If you're a man of your word, do what you say you're going to do. But don't get mad at the other person for the mistakes you made. If you F up, own up. If you got a problem, it's your own problem. You don't blame it on the other person. You don't hold it against them. And you don't represent a mass majority of individuals as this because you've got beef. Simple. Now, that's all I really have to say about business ethics.
Do you feel better?
I do feel better, but I feel like in this situation, I didn't deserve to be unfollowed. There was nothing that I said or did. I mean, I do know that I tend to have a somewhat controversial t- tone and, you know, way that I speak about certain things, but that's for the show. I am a radio personality. My number one job is to do what? Entertain. Would you get on the microphone?
Entertain.
Thank you, ma'am. Jesus.
I'm listening.
Jesus.
Adio.
Adio. Or whatever it is. Dragon Alley. It's always in Dragon Alley. Diagonal alleys. Dragon alleys. There's always Dragon alleys.
I just want to know what people think when they come into this show halfway and we're just totally
screaming,
repeating what we said in the beginning. And they're just like, what are they talking about?
What is their problem?
What is a Dragon Alley? Who's Azkaban's?
And, you know, I hope everybody out there understands that, you know, I wanted to get that off my chest, but I understand that, like, listen, business ethics aren't, let me cap this properly.
Look it.
Business ethics are important. Be a man of your word or a woman of your word. If you say you're going to do something, do it. If you're not going to do something, don't do it. Don't drag people along. Don't be a jerk about it. Don't be an a-hole about it. Just let them know to their face what you can and you can't accomplish. Communication is the most important thing in business.
In any relationship.
If you literally communicate with individuals, in most cases, unless a lot of money was already lost type thing, most people are pretty forgiving. And they'll understand what issues have arisen and why they're in the situation they're in and what can or can't come from those situations. It's not the end of the world. But to walk around and have an attitude towards individuals for no reason whatsoever, especially when these individuals haven't talked to you in months, don't interact with you ever. They just don't have any conversations. And even if they did, they're probably just cordial little pissy, hey, how you doing? Oh, I'm doing great type conversation. Like they're just cordial. That's all they are. It's simple. I just want everybody out there who's listening to the show, be a better person. I don't care if you're a Ferguson protester. Protest. Be a better person. I don't care if you're a police officer who tends to be, I don't know, racist and an a-hole. Be a better person. Dan Walsh, be a better person. Mark Bland, be a better person. Lucy Mendez, be a better person. I want you all to know you're loved and to be better people. That's it.
Make sure when Bobby comes in, you tell him to be a better person too.
I want Bobby to get on the boat train to the
boat train?
The prison.
Azkaban's?
The prison alley.
The prisoner of Afghanistan?
The prisoner of Afghanistan.
That's that Harry Potter movie.
I'm a big fan of The Prisoner of Afghanistan.
That's the second movie, isn't
That's it? My favorite movie.
That's my favorite one.
No, listen, everybody out there, make sure you go and check out photo.com. That's FOTO.com. We have Christmas coming up. Dan, yeah. I want a picture of you and me dressed as Santa Clauses, but in the Charlie Angels pose. Yes. And I want to get a photo book made from photo.com, FOTO.com. Okay. I want this done.
All of this can be arranged.
I think that we can do this. And ladies and gentlemen,
can we get a Clydesdale?
Sure,
just in the back.
We're gonna go and do it at Grant's Farm. We'll do it at Grant's Farm.
Do it at Grant's Farm.
Go to Grant's Farm.
We'll get some of those goats that eat people's shirts.
Sure. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're gonna take a quick break here on the queue. When we come back, we are going to have a live tarot card reader. That's right. Somebody who's going to tell us about our future. We will be back on the queue after this. If your lips are moving. Gentlemen, welcome back to the queue. Of course, Mark Bland joined today by producer Bobby, Dan Walsh, the Polar Vortex himself, Mr. MTV, as we like to call you.
Mm-hmm.
Talk up, man. Get on that microphone.
You're like Dan.
Dan, please, man. Please.
I have 10 fingers.
10?
I actually have 8 with 2 thumbs.
That's beautiful.
That's it. That's all I got for you right now.
Also, Lucy Mendez has decided to join us today.
Yes.
Jith. How are you, lady?
I'm good.
By the way, I can't say the word yes without saying it that way.
You can't say, you have to say Jess every single
time?
Like
every time somebody asks me something and it's a yes or no question, I'm like, Jess.
Well, joining us in studio right now, and go ahead and can you say hello.
Hello.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. well, we're live on the air. Sometimes I try to test these things out earlier, but like I said, I'm flying by the seat of my pants today just because I'm in one of those moods. And we're joined now by, I want to see if I can say this right, Julia Gordon-Bramer?
Bramer.
Julia Gordon-Bramer. She is a tarot card reader. Would you say, are you a psychic?
I am on St. Louis's Top 10 Psychics website.
Okay.
I say that with a little hesitation. I think everybody is to different degrees. I think we can teach ourselves to pay attention to this and respect it.
Fair enough. So, yeah. I respect that. We can respect that, guys?
Yeah.
Would you pull the mic closer to your face? Like, act like you're a part of the show.
At this point, I just want to do it like this. It just makes you so mad.
I don't understand. Yeah, I know you're that person. I get it. You're no longer on the show. We got beef now.
Is this all right for you?
Are you going to?
I'm going to laugh.
You know what would be great is if you were one of those people. You're one of those people that grabs the chair, flips it around backwards, and sits down and looks at the person.
Like AC Slater?
Yeah.
I'm AC Slater.
You are AC Slater.
This is Bayside. I'm AC Slater.
You are AC Slater. All right. Well, Julia, tell us a little bit about yourself. Are you from St. Louis originally?
Not originally. I grew up outside of D.C., actually.
Okay. Washington, D.C.
Rockville, Maryland is where I grew up.
A person who grows up in Washington, D.C., have you seen all of the Smithsonian, or is it one of those things like where like all those things just kind of fly by the wayside as you're growing up and you never really get to them?
No, I don't think anyone can see all of the Smithsonian. It's huge.
I'd love to go see it sometime.
I have to say that the Smithsonian was a huge part of my education. In fact, I probably spent more time there than I did in high school.
Nice.
I heard they rotate stuff out like almost 100 exhibits a year.
Yeah, there's
get rotated in and new exhibits put in or new exhibits altogether are put into the Smithsonian.
I heard after midnight, all the actual things in there come to life.
Oh, everything comes to life?
It was a documentary I saw, Ben Stiller narrated it.
That was nice. It's a good movie.
Yeah, it was really crazy.
I mean, documentary.
It made me really want to go.
You're funny. You're really funny. Laugh at him, Lucy. Yeah, exactly. There it is. So you grew up in D.C.
Mm-hmm.
Do you stay there because did you go to college there?
No. I went to college over here, actually. I came here in 89.
That's cool. What brought you out here?
Ex-husband. He had a job offer. He had family here.
Just moved out here with the family.
Yeah, I understand. Came kicking and screaming, actually, but I've made a good life here.
Now, do you have kids?
I do. I have two grown-up boys, 28 and 23 now. So,
as a mother who does tarot cards, now, I want you to, here's where I come from with this, okay?
Yeah.
I have a family who is pretty deep on the Sixth Sense stuff and psychic ability, okay? And I grew up around it. Now, this is not your typical, like, everybody thinks that depending on who you are, some people are skeptical of psychics and things like that. You know, other people are just 100% double feet in, you know, on it completely, just like you are with conspiracy theories and things like that. And so, like, I grew up in one of those families where it was a really serious thing, but it wasn't something that they did. Like, that wasn't a part of their life. They didn't do psychic readings. They didn't practice it. And were, like, it was just who they were and a part of it. And my mom used to, when she was younger and into her high school and college days, she would actually dabble with it a little bit in, like, strengthening her ability to understand what she was doing. And she got good into palm reading.
Okay.
And doing that, those type of things. Now, my grandmother, who passed away, she was more in the whole premonition aspect of psychic ability. But this is how you know the difference between people who are really tuned into that stuff and not. My mom does not and refuses to read my or my brother's palm. She doesn't want to know. It's one of those things. Like, it's, I am good enough at this and I know what I'm doing that, and I'm tuned in enough to know, like, this will tell me things I don't want to know. So she refuses to this day. She will not refuse. She won't read my dad's palm, my palm, or my, now, let's be honest. You're a baby. You're laying in mommy's lap. She's feeding you the bottle. Your palm's just kind of like, I'm sure she's glanced here or there. She never told me or my brother anything she's read or seen at all. But I know that it's legit and she's real because I told you Bevy Jaggers. You remind me of Bevy Jaggers. Bevy Jaggers was a very well-known psychic from the St. Louis area. In fact, you would consider her like the godmother of St. Louis psychics. And through the 1940s, 50s, 60s and stuff like that, she was friends with my grandmother.
Okay.
And then, like, she was the one who kind of helped my mother develop her techniques and all that a little bit herself. And so, like, it's one of those things where it's just running through your family at all times. You almost kind of want to know because, you know, your mom will just say something offhanded. And you'll be like, well, that's kind of odd, Mom. Why would you say that? You know what I'm saying? And then you're like, she'll tell you the story of like, oh, well, you know, when I was younger, I was into this and I did this a lot and stuff like that. And, you know, I would go into people's houses if they asked me to and do these readings. And like, but then you'd start to be like, oh, well, what about me? No, I don't want to know. I'm not going to tell you. I like, because it's very serious. To them, it's a very serious thing. And they don't want, you know, some people, they're afraid to know what the future is going to look like. That's just one of the things. Not that I'm afraid to know what my future looks like or doesn't look like, but I just think that that's a really unique aspect to certain psychics.
Yeah.
Now, did you read your kids? Like, have you done that with your children?
I have. You know, I sort of agree and sort of disagree. I mean, disagree is not... I'll
jump up on that mic a little bit closer. Okay. No, you're fine.
I just do it differently, I guess. You know, I don't generally make a regular practice of reading for my husband or sons.
Sure.
Not because of what you've said, but because I have bias and I can't necessarily be unopinionated.
Sure.
On, you know, like I care too much if my son doesn't graduate or something. Right. So you know, and the cards tend to be a little wacky with you. Sometimes the cards will show you what you most fear or what you are most hoping for. So, you know, it just gets a little bit, you don't want to have too much opinion one way or the other.
All right, fair enough. Now, you brought your tarot cards with you today.
Yeah.
And the reason we did this is because I hit Bobby up. And Bobby, what do we got over there? What's going on over there, buddy? Oh, my goodness.
We have Miss Bonnie who's on the phone who would like a tarot card reading.
We got Miss Bonnie on the phone. Now we haven't... Have we discussed this with...
Yes, we have.
Miss Brammer before? Okay. So, basically, we've gotten Julie in here. And she's... by the way, she's written a book, Fixed Stars Govern a Life, Decoding Sylvia Plath. You can go to fixedstarsgovernalife.com.
Right.
And that's where you can get a copy of that book. It's put out by Stephen F. Austin State University Press. Mm-hmm. So get over there and check that out while you're listening to us live on the show. But we have, let's see, we got Bonnie, are you there?
I'm here.
Hey, Bonnie, how are you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
We're doing fantastic. We appreciate you calling into the queue. Thank you so much for taking the time out of your busy day to listen to us. And make sure you hold that closer to her so she can hear or she can talk to her a little bit easier. And
I had to call in. It was Julia.
Yeah, I was going to say something tells me I've talked to this Bonnie before.
All right. Well, here's the situation. Bonnie is on the phone with us. And would you be willing to do a, you know, small tarot reading for our friend Bonnie?
Absolutely.
All right. Well, go ahead. Take it away.
I do them all the time for Bonnie, in fact. She's a client of mine.
You're a regular?
Julia's awesome.
Bonnie, here's the question,
Julia
though.
Julia is awesome.
Here's the question, Bonnie. If you've already had this done to you multiple times, does it change every single time, or do you just ask different questions? Maybe you can give us a little bit more insight to that, Julia.
Well, let's hear how Bonnie would answer.
Yeah, what
it
would
first.
You say, Bonnie?
I'm having trouble understanding him. There's a bad echo.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. My question was if you've had this done multiple times, does it change for you each time? Is that why you get multiple readings, or is it similar each time?
Absolutely.
Okay.
No, the readings can change. It depends on what's going on. Different things can make it change.
Now, are you based in St. Louis? Are you based in St. Louis, Bonnie?
No, I used to live there, and now I'm in Paducah, Kentucky.
Nice.
I have clients all over the world, in fact.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I've read in Kenya, not in Kenya, but for people in Kenya.
Now, everybody is most worried about our friend Dan Walsh here and what his tarot card reading is going to be. Because whenever we have someone special, and whether it's the sex therapist or you, or we always want to make sure Dan gets his done because we need to hear this. But you know what? Take it away. Go ahead. We're going to let Bonnie get her tarot card reading right now.
What do you want to know, Bonnie?
Oh, boy. You probably know what I want to know, but...
what do you want to say on the radio, Bonnie?
Yeah, what do I want to say on the radio? Let's talk about my relationship with my significant other.
Okay, and just what I see around it.
How
right
does
now?
That look?
All right.
Yes, let's do that.
Let's see. Okay, so Bonnie, you're starting out with the High Priestess in reverse, which is saying you're not listening to your intuition.
Uh-oh. This isn't starting off very well.
You and I have had a talk about this.
Come on,
before.
Bonnie. Come on,
yes,
listen.
We have.
Our next card is the Six of Swords in reverse, which says you're unwilling to transition through this.
Unwilling. You're so unwilling to transition.
Bonnie, come on now.
You're going to be lectured by the DJ.
This is going to be the best reading you've ever gotten. I'm telling you that right now.
Yeah, you know, the little devil on your shoulder where you've got like,
we're
like
already worried
three
about
or
your...
four of them. Yeah.
I'm going to be the good one.
Okay. Lucy will be the angel on the other shoulder. So we've got the Ace of Cups.
I'm only willing to transition. Is
that... You're not willing to transition. Yeah, willing. You want to stay put. You're digging your feet in. Oh, you're saying no. So your next card, I mean, yeah, this is almost not fair. This is like a gimme because I know what's going on.
Sure,
with Bonnie.
Sure.
But your next card is the Ace of Cups in reverse, which is just saying you're holding all your feelings in about it. And you're trying not to express things. You know, if you look at it, it's like there's like a goblet with this water flowing out. And when it's in reverse, which means upside down, this big hand is sort of stopping the flow.
Oh, of course.
So,
yeah,
so the idea is she's holding back her tears.
Oh,
so
I see.
She doesn't want to go there.
You got to be willing to transition. You gotta pay attention to what's going on.
You gotta cry. You gotta let it go. You gotta let those tears flow
all the time, but
not
like
sure
too much.
I'm not sure I can cry anymore.
So we've got the Wheel of Fortune in reverse over this whole thing, which feels like just plain and simple bad luck.
Wheel of Fortune. I was optimistic about it.
but the thing about the Wheel of Fortune is it continues to turn.
Right. Sure.
Every day is different. The Taoists have this great fable about good luck and bad luck, and just to save the time on the radio, to boil it down, there is no good luck or bad luck. It's what we make of it, you know, and so...
We are not predestined. We create our destiny.
We create it. Yeah. You know, I always say I can read your tarot cards because we're connected by being alive. I call that life force God, you know, call it what you want. I don't tell people what to believe. But so if you're hooked into the life, you've got a piece of that. You are a co-creator in your life. And that's where I differ from what you were telling me, Mark, about your mom and everything. Because I believe, you know, there's this great saying, the devil is all in your head, and that's the worst place he could possibly be.
Oh, nobody wants the devil in their head. Yeah. Dan Walsh is walking reality of that.
So we
the devil
are...
is on his head all the time.
Yeah. That's why he's called the walking dead.
That's why we call him the walking dead, is what we call him.
We're creating it all the time, and we're deciding, you know, good luck, bad luck, it just is. And it's our job to make the best of it.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
All right. What else do you see?
So finishing for Bonnie here, I do see in the next 6 months, there's an Ace of Swords in reverse, which says she really wants a new beginning. She's not going to get it.
She's just got a lot of reverses going on. We got the cup upside down, the reverse of this. It's just like, it seems like it's not going to be a tumultuous time period for you, but it just seems like you're not going to get a lot of breaks.
It's a stuck time.
Right, yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, you're just not going to get a... It's a very... what do they call that? Between heaven and earth, they call that...
Purgatory.
Well, but not purgatory, but they call that...
Limbo.
Limbo, yes, limbo. It's a limbo time.
Bonnie, do you ever get good news when you call her? Just ask him.
Yes, I do. Okay, good. And I have to tell you. But I have to tell you, she is usually right on the money on whatever she tells me.
Bonnie, I'm going to fix this for you. Dan, flip that card.
I'm not touching
you can't any do cards. That.
Because all of his cards will come upside down with like the death angel
you guys
and everything.
Have already branded me the devil. I'm not touching magic cards. It's not happening.
I just see Julia sit in front of the TV when the Ferguson riots are going on. She's just doing the tarot reading. She's like, yeah, this ain't going nowhere good.
Well, there's another card that reminds me of... I was talking to somebody this morning, actually. I have a regular client I was seeing this morning, and he was having a tough time getting over a heartache. And I'm seeing that with Bonnie right now with this Three of Swords in reverse.
Right.
But Bonnie's is upside down. So it's kind of a scary-looking card. You know, it's this big heart, and it's got these swords piercing through it. But Bonnie's is upside down in reverse, and that is just saying it's time to heal, and I believe part of this message is sometimes, and what I told to my client this morning, sometimes we don't get over a person, but we still have to move on.
Sure,
you know, it's like there's not always closure in everything, And I tend to think the idea of closure is like, you know, this sort of hip television show thing from the 80s that, you know, it's an expression that just kind of came up. But like, is there ever any closure? I don't think so.
Do you seem to get that more with women versus men with your readings?
No.
Or do the cards just pretty, open?
I mean, I would have to say probably 3/4 of my clients are women, but I have a good number of regular male clients, and this was a guy this morning that I was,
fair enough,
know, that I'm comparing to.
So what you got there for the last card?
So the last card is the Six of Cups, and it's a card of saying that...
Is it right side up?
Yeah, it is right side up.
Yay, Bonnie.
And optimism!
And it's just saying that the best thing to do here is say, yeah, we had some good times. And just make it about, you know, the gifts that this person brought to possibly transition you to a new place, a new phase. You don't have to hate him. He doesn't have to be a bad guy. Treasure the good about him, but understand that, you know, what you've got is what it is. It's not really going anywhere else. If you continue to hold on and want more, you're probably going to be brokenhearted.
Now, that's how I feel about Mark sometimes.
Now, Bonnie, before we
such a tease.
Before we let you go on here, you said you were asking about your significant other. Now, her reading at this point, like, is that kind of where you're at? I mean, is it a situation where you guys just aren't getting along? It's kind of something that you've probably a long-term relationship that's just gone sour and you guys are kind of just letting bygones be bygones?
Well, actually, yeah, we sort of broke up. We are in a stuck time because it's one of those where, you know, the guy tells you he wants his space and you either let him have the space for a while and see what happens or you just move on.
How long have you guys been together?
7 months.
7 months. Oh, and I'm sorry, not to be rude. How old are you guys? Like just relative age ranges.
50s.
Okay, you're in your 50s. Oh, but it's okay. So
let me tell you, Bonnie is the most gorgeous 50s you've ever seen.
Here's the funny thing.
The
here's the funny thing. Because here on the queue, we get people that ride in asking for relationship advice and things like that. We want to just before we let you go, we want to give you some quick relationship advice. You're in your 50s, okay, sweetie. You know this. You've been around the block enough times. You understand. Let this man step to the side. Don't worry about him. If he's ready to come back, he'll come back. You know that. By the time you're getting into it, like, I'm almost 40. I'm already starting to get to that point where I'm kind of set in my ways. By the time I'm in my 50s, I better be set in my ways. Yeah, like, there's just no way about it. There's no way around it.
In Bonnie's defense, I've seen this in people that are very close to me, that it's hard to let people go when you really, really care about them because of the fact that you never know what's going to happen.
7 months, though. It's not that long of a relationship. And she understands that at the age that she is, the age that they're in. Like I said, they've had multiple relationships in their life at this point, I'm sure. So I would assume that they've had really long. Bonnie, have you ever been married?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah,
so, see, there you go. Years. Like, it's this is
Bonnie,
old. This is old water.
Bonnie, this is the devil.
Okay. Some people call me Daniel.
A long time ago.
You need to just let this frog go and go get you a prince. Know what I'm saying, sister?
Oh yeah.
Big ups probably, from the devil.
Probably so.
All right, there it is.
Big ups from
the devil's kind of cute, Bonnie. You might like it.
Bonnie, what's up? You know?
I'm told he had a history in MTV. So.
Yeah, he's got a little bit of a background there. Well, Bonnie, thank you so much for calling us today on the queue. We appreciate you taking the time.
You. Talk to you soon, Bonnie.
Thanks, right, dear.
Ladies and gentlemen, take care. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was Bonnie and Julia with her reading. And it's really unique how that comes up. Like, you know, is all the reverse cards technically usually just bad or
not always.
To just be stagnant?
I mean, sometimes it's a positive thing. Like if you have a card like, well, that Three of Swords that came up, that was in reverse and it was saying, let it go.
Right, like, of course, yeah, like, as opposed to bringing in.
Yeah, right. You know, there's an Eight of Swords in that is a woman in a cage, you know, and so the idea is that you're stuck, you're trapped, you know, but in
the Bobby card, we call it, yeah.
but in reverse, it's saying you're free, you're set free from that problem. So that's actually a good thing.
That Six
reverse.
Of Swords is called Elsa.
Oh, I see. It's
Let
weird.
It go.
There it is. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we are sitting here talking to Julia Gordon Bramer, and she has a book. It's called Fix Stars, Govern a Life, Decoding Sylvia Plath. And before we hit the top of the hour here, I just got a quick question. Sylvia Plath, what drew you to Sylvia Plath?
I have loved Sylvia Plath's work since I was a teenager. She's a novelist and poet. Mm-hmm. She's probably most famous for her suicide. Gwyneth Paltrow starred as her in a movie called Sylvia. You know, she's kind of famous for her drama.
Did she date a very famous... She was married to
Ted Hughes. Was poet laureate of Britain. Yeah, he's a very big deal over there. You know, not so well known here in America.
This is the lady with the really deep, raspy voice.
No,
Sylvia Brown.
No, you're thinking Anne Sexton, I think.
The chick on the TV commercials, right?
Bobby, the one who always went on Montel Jordan,
what was that dude's name? Montel Williams.
Montel Williams.
The girl, you know what I'm talking about? The lady that said blonde hair chick would always come on. That lady's awesome because she... This is important. She was the one who... she's famous. She ended up losing credibility heavily because she's the one who went on Montel Williams and said she knew where Sean Hornbeck was being kept like 7 years before. And she sent the cops on a goose chase and they never found him. And she said he was dead and all this other stuff. And then, of course, they found Sean Hornbeck alive. And, you know, in that crazy situation in Kirkwood and stuff like that. Right. Well, real quick before
whole
we get to...
Whole different Sylvia.
True. Okay. Where are you located in the St. Louis area? How can people get a hold of you if they're here?
They can call me at 314-517-0158. They can also look up my website, nighttimes.com, nighttimes.com.
All right, we're going to take a quick break here on the queue, and when we come back, more with Julia Gordon-Bramer, as well as some tarot card readings. I think it's time for Dan Walsh.
Yeah.
I want to do myself and Dan Walsh, definitely, and then maybe off the air we can get Lucy in there and Bobby. We want to find out what's going
Everybody
on with all these people.
Everybody wants to know what the devil's got in future.
We've got to see what's going on. We will be back on the queue after this. Producer Bobby, Dan Walsh, Julia Gordon-Bramer, as well as Lucy Mendez and little Chase Rice to bring you back there in the show. And you're listening to us on 1380thex.com as well as 1420 WINI. And we have Julia here. She is a tarot card reader, and she just did a live reading for our friend Bonnie on the air via the phone, which you can call in anytime you want to, 347-974-0958. Tell your friends, tell your family members, even when we're not on the air, call that number and you can leave us a voicemail message and we'll play it live on the
air. Absolutely.
Especially if it's dirty and mean and ruthless and all that stuff. My goodness, wow. Just, what are you doing, man?
I'm hanging tough, bro.
Flip one card and tell me what it says about that man right there, real quick. One card.
All right.
Flip one card. What's it say about him?
The sun in reverse.
Sun in reverse. So what's that mean about Bobby right now?
He's telling you a lie.
Oh! But Hanging Tough was playing.
Yeah, we might have been playing.
But you were up to something.
But you're a liar, man. You are a dirty liar, Bobby. Well, all right, so ladies and gentlemen.
It wasn't Hanging Tough. It was step by step.
As always, whenever we do the show, Dan Walsh is our favorite fodder. We love Dan because he spent many years on Road Rules and Real World Challenge on MTV. He's got a lot of history and a lot of stories and a lot of background, and he's got a very illustrious love life. This goes up and down like a roller coaster. We learned that from the sex therapist.
Talk about my...
Yes, you did with the sex therapist. Yes, you did. And you can go and download that episode if you go to theqnow.com and search it up.
She wasn't even able to tell us anything because we just kept going off about the different kind of sexualities.
Yeah, well, that was while we were live on the show. When she did your reading during overtime, we really got deep, if you remember.
Yeah, she just said that I...
It's cool, dude. No problem.
She said that you have problems.
Yeah.
No, she didn't. She agreed with
me. You've got mental issues. Yeah, we will.
She said, you are comfortable with where you're at, and that's good.
Okay, fair enough. Well, it's time for Julia to render her verdict on you.
All right.
And she is here to render, she is like all Judge right. Julia Gordon-Bramer.
All right.
Just like Judge Brown.
She's like that famous poet, writer Sylvia Brown, right?
Could you speak with a dirty, how you doing, Dan?
You don't talk about her like Dan Dolly.
You don't talk about her. All right. All right, my God.
Sweetheart.
Please don't mention my name.
I'm going to ask, because we don't have a lot of time to play with. We only have Julia for so long here on the show. And don't forget to check out her website, fixedstarsgovernalife.com. That's FixedStarsGovernALife.com. Okay. Well, no, some people want it spelled out just because you roll it off. I speak fast.
You didn't spell life.
So. I talk fast.
L-I-P-H.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead.
Which also, by the way, we are sponsored by photo.com. That's FOTO.com. Make sure you check those guys out, especially with the Christmas time coming up. Now, we are going to read Dan.
We're
going to
look at
Dan. And we're not going to chime in, and we're not going to do like we did with Bonnie. I want to make sure that we can get a solid reading on him, and I want her to like break it down for him. Give us the cliff notes of a reading on Dan, Julia.
Looks mostly good, Dan.
All right. Well, there we go.
No!
Bobby. I know. Like, everybody was like, damn it.
So we've got the Wheel of Fortune as his first card, which Dan knows how to make his own luck.
Yeah, all right.
He's about attitude and making things happen, and he does.
Yeah.
So the Nine of Pentacles is in reverse, which just tells me that he is in a time at home of like scaling down or simplifying, getting rid of stuff he doesn't need.
Radio shows that he's on, things like just getting rid of all that crap he doesn't want around.
And remember
life.
When you said you weren't going to chime in?
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
It was only a couple minutes ago.
The center card is the card that I would say, if I had to pick one that was kind of the most important, that, you know, was just really reflective of who he is, Page of Swords. So first of all, he still feels very,
likes to stab things.
Very young, very vital. This is the page, you know, the page.
He's in his 40s.
The page, well, you know, the page hasn't quite figured 31. Out, the page hasn't quite figured out how to be his own king yet.
Okay.
But he's right side up. He's having fun. This page is especially athletic. So there's just like this idea of physical strength.
He understands
him.
That to be the man, you got to beat the man.
That's
he
true.
Understands
okay.
that.
Woo.
That's
yeah. He's. You
is
know,
there anything over there that says he's got more bulk than muscle?
That's funny.
The next card is the Eight of Cups in reverse, which is saying that he's putting the past behind him. So there is, I will say, an element of disgust around this around your past. It's like, oh God, I just don't even want to think about it. And so that's
how
moving
spot on
along,
is that, dude.
And then the
I'm
last
speechless right now. Yeah.
And then the last card just says he has a load of things coming at him. It's the Seven of Wands. A lot of, you know, it could be opportunities. It could be deadlines. Just a ton of things that have his attention right now. But he's managing. So, you know,
feels, well, he makes his own luck.
Feels a little overwhelming at times, but it's all good. So, you know, my quick hit is that things are great for Dan.
I'm 100% convinced.
So here's the deal. What I've gathered
from our friend, it is pretty dead on, but what I've gathered from this
is that you are disgusted with your life. And the things in the past, you want to get rid of them, but you're willing to take on a lot of new things to eventually be disgusted again.
Mark,
and you handle them very well.
I make my own luck.
Yes.
I get rid of what I don't need, and that's some baggage from the past.
Yeah.
I move forward to create my luck, and there's a lot of things coming. There's a lot of opportunities, some deadlines. She hit both of them, and I'm just dealing with it.
And
watch
somewhere,
it. Over here.
Oh, just somewhere just maneuvering
my
that
hands
game.
Are moving.
Somewhere
I'm
in there,
dealing with it.
Somewhere in there, Dan's got a sword
Dang.
Too.
Yeah, right. He's got a sword.
Hey, I got a sword. So watch what you say.
All right, fair enough. Well, that was Dan's reading right there. Now, Julia, it's time for you to do me, and then you know we'll do the other two too. Like that one went pretty fast. So let's knock these out and let's see what we get here with. Who wants to go next? You want it to be me? You want it to be you? You want it to be
let's
you?
Let's do Lucy.
You want to do Lucy? Let's do Lucy. Can we do Lucy?
You ready, Lucy?
All right.
Yeah.
Okay, let's knock her out.
So just to make it interesting, I mean, I can do a reading like I did Dan, just sort of a general what I see, or we could look at a subject. So if you wanted money, love, career, you know.
Let's just do general.
General?
All right, cool.
Let's be safe.
All right.
Let's be safe. Let's be safe, because we know the other ones are not going to be good. Like, money is not working right now.
The other ones make me cry, and I don't want to talk about it.
All right. So yours is a little more interesting in some ways.
Lucy, there's a lot of dark colors over here.
Bobby.
So the first card.
Let her do it.
Is, you know, this is the card. It tends to freak some people out sometimes. It's the Tower. And it just says that, you
know, Stephen King likes to write books about you.
You have come out of a situation that just was not working for you and you recreated your life. It is like the foundation was wrong. The building had to come down. You had to rebuild. And so you have started again. Mm-hmm. The second card, the Two of Swords, it's just about kind of keeping everything together. It says it's not always easy. You know, you're keeping the peace. You're keeping calm. You're the one female in this crazy wild room of men. you're managing it. But there is occasionally, you know, it's just hard. It's a card of someone who doesn't really get to rest ever. So your center card is the Hierophant, and this is a card of it says you're the good girl. You do what's expected. You play by the rules. You're not one to really make waves, as far as you know. Like, you're probably a really good balance to these guys, honestly. You know, personality wise. And so you know, you meet your requirements.
She's definitely the most tame of everyone here.
I see the Three of Pentacles here is a card of getting ready to sign a contract or a commitment.
Uh-oh. That's big. Uh-huh. No. We'll tell you off the air why that's big. Okay. All right.
It's a great card. On the personal life, sometimes it means marriage.
Oh.
But you know, but it
no, we kind of know where this one's going, you know, actually going already.
Okay, yeah.
That one's pretty
and
spot.
So here we have the one I told you about when I was talking about why some are good cards when they're upside down. We have eight of Swords in reverse, the lady in the cage, but she's upside down, which means she's being let out of the cage. We're seeing freedom for Lucy ahead.
Oh.
Some kind of restricted situation.
Some freedom.
Yes.
Looks good. Looks good.
Stop.
It looks to be quite positive.
That's very good.
Thank
All right.
You.
Yeah. All right. I'm going to go next.
Yes.
All right. Here we go.
Yes.
Right, this could be.
Okay,
watch Mark's
home.
Be all negative. She just lays down one card. She's
Everybody out there will eventually understand why that was a really good reading for Lucy. We can't go into details on that right now, but I'm sure that it will eventually come to fruition.
So, Mark, is there something you want me to look at in particular? Or
you know, I've never had a reading. So how about we just go general like everybody else? Let's just play the game for what it's worth. Oh, that's not good. I'm going to kill someone. Somebody's going to get murdered on my doorstep.
Yours is actually pretty interesting.
Oh,
so
Everything's pretty interesting.
Yeah. But they have been so far.
So the first card I have for you, Mark,
yes, ma'am,
is Nine of Swords in reverse. Mm-hmm. So we're glad this card is upside down this is a card of suffering and sadness. It's telling me, because it's in reverse, that you've had a sad history, that your life has not been all that easy, and you're carrying some darkness, you're carrying some baggage. It does affect how you make decisions today, since it's still showing up, but you know, the worst is behind you, so that's the good news.
I did my time in penitentiary, so we're good.
Next card, Six of Wands, you're winning. You're doing really well.
Oh, good.
And people recognize that.
I hope so. Good Lord.
So here is...
Doesn't seem like it ever, but all right. Thank you.
So here is where you and I might want to talk about this later, because I put this card on the back of my business card. This is the High Priestess. And this just says that you have a really strong natural intuition yourself. So, you know, you were telling me about your family and stuff. You probably totally inherited it.
Mm-hmm.
And I would encourage you to trust your gut and look for signs
good
and
symbols.
Good
people are good people and bad people are bad people.
There's just information for you all around that you certainly can touch on. And you have very good psychic sense.
With that being stated right there, Dan, you're fired. I'd like you to sign a contract, Lucy. Would you like to be on the radio show? Just joking.
I meant my own love, Mark.
That's a good point. You do.
So I just added a card because I wanted to clarify something before I went ahead here. Because I see this Knight of Cups, who is like the knight in shining armor, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so he has an offer or a proposal. And so I said, is this an offer coming to you? Or is this you with an offer or proposal? This is you, Mark. So you are offering someone either romantically, as the knight in shining armor, saying, you know, I love you, you're the one I want to be with, kind of thing.
Sure.
Or else, you know, maybe you're like got some kind of work project or something, and you're, you know, selecting somebody to work with you or something and saying you're the one. But I am seeing you.
Maybe you're helping someone graduate.
It's possible.
Yeah, I am seeing you saying you're giving an opportunity.
I'm a very giving individual who's giving a lot of opportunities, yes.
Sure, sure. And I just see that, you know, as part of you. Now, the last card is the Empress. So she's the great creative mother. And this could mean a couple of things. It could mean that you're just sort of moving into the height of your own creativity.
Okay.
Or it could also mean if you have a woman in your life, a significant other, that there could be a baby on the horizon.
No, that's done. We're done with that. unless it pops out magically, we're good there. I got kids. We're good though.
Okay. So we're all cool there. Then I
we're good,
say,
Julia. We're good. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Julia. Oh my goodness. No, go ahead.
And this reading's over.
No, that's fine. Go ahead, finish up. Well, my goodness.
Oh my. So there you go.
No, we're good. We're all good.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate
thank
the reading.
You. It was
and
fun.
So it sounds like basically I am God. You know, that's we've decided
we
this
have,
on the show.
We have both ends of the spectrum.
Devil and God
we
over
have
here.
The devil and God.
That's why
a few
works.
Weeks ago, dang. I played God on the show. You know, I just took some random questions as God. You know, it worked out really well. So last but not least is Bobito over there. Producer Bobby, very dark life. Very dark. Phantasm, the movie, if you've ever seen it.
That's
kind of like
freaked out about.
The ball that like stabs people and just sucks their blood and stuff.
I am Voldemort.
Okay, you are Dragon Alleys. Dragon Alleys.
Azkabans.
Azkabans. Azkabans Alleys.
Let's do General.
General, okay. All right. Okay, Bobby.
Telling you, playing it safe.
Playing it safe.
Yeah.
I see a lot of bright colors.
Oh, yeah, you are.
Okay. All right. So here's what we got for you, Bobby.
Uh-oh.
We have the Four of Wands in reverse to start. So this is saying that there's some kind of chaos or upheaval around your home. It is a card of things just don't feel in place or in order or sometimes even safe. So you've just got this kind of concern like, oh, my God, my home is not this place I want to be right now.
You do live in Ferguson. That worked out great. There it is. So that
so we've got the Ten of Swords in reverse. Now, I know people saw that in, like, dark stuff. Oh, scary. If you have to have this card, in reverse is better than the other way.
Okay.
So, but Bobby's got it in reverse, which just says, you know, you would not treat your worst enemy the way you treat yourself. So this is about, like, attack on the self, inner messages, name calling. It's not really serving you. You know, if you were one of my clients, I would say Mother Teresa had a saying. She said, if you invite me to an anti-war rally, I'm not interested. If you invite me to a peace rally, I'm first in line. You know, and it sounds like the same thing, but the idea is you put your energy in what you want, not what you don't want. That's
okay.
That's where my problem with all this Ferguson thing is, by the way. I mean,
right.
it's war and war. You
yeah,
know?
Yeah,
how,
exactly.
How is that going to fix anything, you know?
No, nope, it's not.
Yeah, so you're doing a war on yourself, you know? And so it's time to be a little kinder.
Yeah, be kind to yourself, Bobby.
So the center card...
Dan, touch him.
Is,
touch him, Dan.
This is this
move
is sort
hand,
of the
yeah, that's his pelvis,
which
Dan.
You, which you two like to be alone.
So, I just want him to love himself.
So the center card is the Knight of Wands, which just says that, you know, at your best, at your truest, you are this playful, fun guy. You're right side up. He tends to be the knight with, like, all the enthusiasm, all the good ideas, you know, very, very, very quick-witted. So, you know, we love that guy. You
yeah,
know?
We
so,
do love that
we
guy.
We love that guy.
And so that's awesome. I do see that you are really, really looking in this next couple of years or so, saying the spouse, the wife idea, it's upside down. It's feeling like a problem. So there's something here about, you know, I got to fix that. I got to heal that. I got to work this out. This last card is a card that says that you're somebody who needs a little bit of downtime. You need maybe a vacation, maybe, you know, just regular time to sort of close the door. you know, you're like a quiet or meditative sort of guy. That's where you sort of regroup and focus. And so
how much do you charge for a session?
I'm thinking about that too.
Because
$60 for an hour.
You just sold me for at least three.
Oh, thank you. I'm 60 for an hour. You can share that with a friend if you'd like.
Sure.
I meet people in coffee shops.
We want everybody out there to like. And so basically, overall, Bobby, good, bad.
Bobby's great. You know. We all do negative things.
Sure.
You know, and it's kind of, you know, it's a mix as we all are. So yeah, I'd say be a little kinder to yourself for sure.
So weird, Dan. So weird. You people at home can't see this,
so
but Dan's
awkward.
Touching his penis right now. It's just
it's
really
weird that
awkward.
He's taking his pants off.
It's man on man support.
Well, all right.
Anyway.
So thank you very much, Julia.
You.
We
thank
appreciate you,
you
doing
yeah.
that for
yeah,
us. And we had, and like, if you want to ask us any questions off the air, we'll be more than willing to answer any deeper questions that you had. Maybe you didn't want to bring up on the air or whatever like that. You said something, you wanted to ask me something. We had something to tell you about with her.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
uh-huh.
So, but ladies and gentlemen, you want to make sure that you get a hold of Julia because she is fantastic. She was
thank
spot
you.
On with Dan. She was extremely spot on, potentially, you know, we're not going to like, you know, count all the eggs, but potentially with Lucy, she kind of nailed it for me. I'm interested to find out what proposal I'm going to be giving to somebody else. But and then she nailed Bobby pretty much for what it was worth like yeah. that. I can't honestly go any deeper than say that Julia was fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Yes. She's legit.
She's legit.
She's legit, darling.
And I'm gonna tweet about her, and I never get on Twitter.
And if they want to get a hold of you again, what's that number again to get a hold of you to have you do a reading for them?
You can call me at 314-517-0158. Also email tarot@nighttimes.com, tarot at nighttimes.com.
And we have a national fan base. So she does mm-hmm. Skype readings. She was explaining that to us. That was off air. She does Skype readings. So she talks about, she'll handle you from anywhere. So if you're in New York and you listen to the show and you want to talk to Julia, you can give her a call at the number that we just hit or mm-hmm. the email address, and she could do a Skype reading for you.
Yeah, even internationally.
Now, mm-hmm. does that, like, the reading... Isn't there supposed to be a connection of some sort so that, like, how would that work?
There is. I mean, you know, like, I believe I can read your cards because we're connected by being alive. I think I said that to you off the air before.
Sure, yeah.
And I'm, you know, while I don't have to, it's always ideal. Like, if I were to meet with you in the coffee shop, I'd let you shuffle the cards yourself.
Oh,
and, man. And you know, and
is that a more powerful reading is if I actually pull my own cards?
I don't think it's any more accurate, but it can be kind of more experiential for you. You know,
Fair enough. Kind of
more fun. On Skype, I hold the cards up and I show them to you, just like I have in the studio. The studio is very large and the table's very big, and so we couldn't possibly be passing these cards back and forth to each other very easily.
Now, is it just tarot that you do, or do you do other stuff too?
You know, I am, I like to say I'm just tarot. Yeah,
okay.
I'm sort of experimenting with some other things, but I can't say I'm a master at those yet. So I am a master
tarot. You said you were into Kabbalah?
Yeah. I've been studying Kabbalah for about 7 years.
You're like Madonna.
Since I got into the Plath work.
Do you have red bands or whatever?
No. You know, there's sort of different brands of Kabbalah, and I'm a little suspicious of that.
Fair enough.
Red band one.
I almost feel like I want to take her, fly her out to LA and meet up with Tom Cruise so that we could just like get some of these people in the Church of Scientology to get their tarot card reading. You know, and I just want to see.
Just mix it up.
Like hey, listen, Tom, this is the upside down heart of sixes. This means you're going to make a lot of money eventually. So good luck on that.
Tom,
I'm hoping that works
Tom,
out for
this
you.
Is the upside down sane person, which means you're the opposite because you're crazy.
So can I, quick question for you. Now, you were doing this before you met your husband?
Yeah, I've been doing this since I was 16 years old.
What was his reaction the first time you were like, oh yeah, this is something I'm into? Like, how did he react to that?
I don't know, Tom. I've known Tom. Tom and I were like friends for 2 years before we even started dating.
Okay.
So, like, you know, Tom was a lead guitarist in the band Radio Iodine. And,
goodness,
yeah,
really?
They were signed, and I used to run a music magazine back then.
Tom.
I think he just
what was the magazine?
I have seen them twice live.
Tom, my microphone just got passed.
Here's the thing. I'm a president with Universal Music Group Monday through Friday,
okay.
So that's funny that would even happen.
Well,
because
I used to run a magazine in St. Louis here called Night Times.
Okay.
And we were like a pretty big deal for like 3 years. You know, we were in all the nightclubs, you know, and so. Yeah, a couple of times I know that I just hung out with his band.
I gotcha.
His lead singer Ellen was a very close friend of mine, and I would read for the whole band. And wow. So yeah, I'm almost 51 now, so you know I've been doing this 35 years.
Wow.
And, yeah.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank Julia Gordon-Bramer for coming on the show. FixedStarsGovernALife.com is the website for her book, Fixed Stars Govern a Life, Decoding Sylvia Plath. You can get a copy of that. Christmas is coming up.
Absolutely.
I'm sure that you would love to give those to your family members so that they can find out a little bit more about Sylvia Plath and the world that she was in.
Give them a tarot reading for Christmas.
Yeah, give them a tarot reading for Christmas. That's a great thing to get. That's a unique gift.
Tarot is a very big part of my book. Also.
That would be a unique gift. Ladies and gentlemen, Julia Gordon-Bramer, thank you so much for being on the show today, Julia.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a quick break here on The Cue. When we come back, more with myself, Bobby, Dan, and Lucy. And thank you so much, Julia.
Thanks.
We will be back on The Cue after this.
Well, here she is. They left her under an overpass for the night.
Did you find anything?
Yeah, we found a lot of stuff. From bodily fluid and hair samples, we determined that a bunch of old homeless dudes had an orgy in the car.
Oh, God.
Yeah, you know what that's called when they do that in there? It's called a soup kitchen.
It's pretty rough stuff.
Not long after that, a mama raccoon came along and gave birth on the floor.
Oh.
Placenta blew out all over the back window there. Yeah, and then to top it all off, some joker comes along, takes himself a nifty little dump in the driver's seat. I think he knew you guys were cops, because this is what I would call a spite shit.
You were able to determine all of that from the hair and fluid samples.
Oh, yeah.
What about fingerprints? You find any fingerprints?
Nope. Couldn't get a one.
Found a cell phone.
Yeah, that's mine. Any signs of a struggle or spent shells?
No. Believe me, everybody that was in on this orgy was more than willing. In fact, they even left you a note here. Thanks for the F-Shack. Love Dirty Mike and the boys. Here's something we found. We found about a dozen unscratched lottery tickets.
I don't know if a junkie can go down a 20-story zipline.
How you fellas doing? We're about to have us a little screw party in this red Prius over here if you want to join us.
Oh, you're not going anywhere near that Prius, okay?
Here's what we're talking about. We're talking about a bunch of hobos with fingers in each other's pooper in a stranger's car with talk radio playing really loud. It's going to be a nice evening.
Well, we're not participating in that. We have no interest.
Let me rephrase it. We got a jar of old mustard, and we got a poodle, and we're just going to get in there, and we're going to put some D's and some A's.
Hey, are you Dirty Mike and the boys?
How you know who we are?
You left a note in that car.
Police, shithead.
He's a copper. We got to go. Come on!
Hey!
Grease it, boys! You're cops! Rub your dicks on the car as you run away!
You turned my beautiful Prius into a nightmare!
We are going to have sex in your car! It will happen again!
I don't know where I'm going to sleep tonight.
Fortunately, I know what you're going to be drinking. Jack of all trades. Drinks on me. Come on.
It's easier not to be what you measure these things by your grades. I sank into Eden with you. Alone in the church by and by.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to The Cue. Of course, Mark Bland, Dan Walsh, producer Bobby, and Lucy Mendez, the Queen of Sass, is kicking it with us. She's been really good today. Thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
I'm trying.
How'd you like your reading?
I really liked it.
We just had Julia Gordon-Bramer in here. She's a tarot card reader. She read all of us live on the air, and it was amazing. We had a great time. She nailed everybody.
Nailed
all of us.
Way too on the nose.
So I definitely feel that you guys need to go check her out. FixedStarsGovernALife.com. There it is.
Bam.
And Sylvia Plath is not the psychic that was on Montel Williams.
That's right. Montel Jordan. On Montel Jordan.
What'd I say? I thought Montel Jordan
in Diet Dragon's Alleys.
Hey,
listen, Dan, it's okay. I'm a psychic.
Montel Jordan saying this is how we do it.
Yeah, that's right.
It's Montel Williams.
There we go.
Screwing everything up.
We are messing everything up.
Wow.
You just make sure I got ending music. Anyway, so ladies and gentlemen, it is almost Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
And what's Thanksgiving like for you, Lucy? What do you do for Thanksgiving?
For Thanksgiving?
Yeah, what's your typical?
This year I'm staying here in St. Louis, but usually I go home to Dodge City, Kansas.
That's right.
And I get together with my family.
Yeah, it's a big family unit?
La familia.
Yeah, kind of.
What about you, Dan? Is it a big family thing, Thanksgiving? Always the family around?
Yeah. I mean,
I had a friend of mine who had a big family, and he would literally go out of his way once he got into like college and stuff. He would just do Thanksgiving on his own. He enjoyed, well, like he would always grab a friend or two to go hang out, and they would go get dinner at like a nice restaurant and just hang out with them. And that was his thing. And then he's like, every, you know, 3 to 4 years, I'll go and do the family thing on Thanksgiving. And then I go back to my routine. He liked that routine. I don't know why. That was just his thing.
I like my family. I like seeing them on Thanksgiving.
Your crazy sister.
This year's going to be rough because we lost my little cousin, and that's the house we're going to.
Oh.
So it's going to be kind of like rough.
And your uncle.
Yeah. Well, that's the other side of the family.
Oh, I gotcha.
Like, yeah, so it's going to be, I mean, it's strange, but it's probably great that we all are there because that
getting together,
you have unity through family and stuff like that. So, holidays are tough times for that anyway, so hopefully it'll make it a lot better.
Fair enough. What about you, Bobby?
Thanksgiving is really different since my parents divorced. I really had a lot of fun when I was younger, but now it's a lot of trying to, and since I got married, it's really difficult because you're trying to make the balance, you know, do we spend enough time at this house? Do we spend enough time at this house? Mm-hmm. Because everybody tries to do it on the same day. But one thing I really enjoy about Thanksgiving is I have a part of the family that we don't really see except for on Thanksgiving. They're not the type of people that really get together. So it's really cool catching up with them. Like, we see Facebook pictures and stuff, but that's the only time that they have, like, family get-togethers.
Are they in the calendar?
No, different part of the family does the calendar.
Okay. It's really tough when you, like, my family unit's a tough situation because, first off, we're a small family. My mom, my dad, me, and my brother. It was just the four of us, and it always has been the four of us. So Christmas is always just the four of us. Mm-hmm. And so, like, now that me and my brother are married and we have children and stuff like that, it's a larger family. It feels a little bit more family-esque as far as, like, you know, the larger unit.
Yeah.
But when it comes right down to it, though, now you have to battle with seeing this family versus that family side, you know, and who's... because it's just tough unless one family's going to do something the day before or earlier in the day, and then the other family's going to do it at nighttime.
Right.
You can't really see both. It's really tough, especially when you have the babies that are brand new in the family. You want everybody to see the babies on Thanksgiving. And like, it just, now we've gotten to the point where, like, this year, I think my mom and dad are just kind of doing their own thing. We're going to go with my wife's family for their Thanksgiving. My brother's going with his wife's family for their Thanksgiving. And then next year, we'll probably come back together on my mom for my mom and dad, and we'll do Thanksgiving there with them.
The one thing I like that, like, we used to do, like, right after my parents first got divorced is, like, mom would do Thanksgiving the Sunday after Thanksgiving. So that was our time to spend with my mom. And then my dad would do either the Wednesday or on actual Thanksgiving. But this year they decided that they both were going to do it at the same time. So
that's where,
like,
Christmas
really
works out well for families.
Yeah.
Because you can do one on Christmas Eve, one on Christmas Day, you know, it's more about the presents. You can do it in the morning and the afternoon or night. You know, it's,
if you are family with someone who is Jewish, you have eight crazy nights you can decide.
There you go.
That's right. So with Thanksgiving being on our minds and what we were talking about here, Bobby, you said you have something for us. You want to play?
Yeah, I've got a little ditty here. You know, it's all about the basting during Thanksgiving time.
It's all about the basting?
It's all about the basting.
Everybody loves the basting.
Because you know I'm all about that baste, about that baste, more butter. I'm all about that baste, more butter. I'm all about that baste, more butter. I'm all about that baste, baste. On Thanksgiving Day. Us dads can't make it like we're supposed to do.
Like you're supposed
the
to do.
The dining room, we have no taste. We put all the wrong forks in all the wrong places. I see the magazines with all the recipes. My daughter, she could make it, but me.
Daddy, please.
So mommy hands me this and says, you gotta sock till every inch of it is perfect from the bottom to the top. Oh, yeah. He's got to send his stuffing, he's trying your casserole made of wrong.
It looks like pudding.
This guy's looking at his baster and timer and go ahead and move along.
All right, so what we're going to do is we're going to put that up on the Breaking Point blog at theqnow.com, our website, and you can watch the entire thing there. That's funny. I like that. I like it when people do parody type stuff. Dan should do a parody album.
Based.
Should do a live parody album.
Live parody album.
Throw in pennies. Just call it throwing pennies.
Throwing pennies.
Throwing pennies.
Tossing pennies.
Tossing pennies is called your yeah.
Yeah, it's my tribute to live in the holidays.
Yeah, that would be hilarious. So instead of white discussion, call it Ferguson discussion.
Ferguson discussion.
Yeah, I get it.
So with the holidays coming up and everything, you know, all, you know, these big retail companies like Walmart and stuff like that, they're announcing when they're going to be open. Like Radio Shack is going to be open at 8 a.m. on Thanksgiving.
Stop it! All of you stupid freaking companies out there that are taking away Thanksgiving from all your employees and being douches about it, stop it. Just open up at 8 o'clock in the morning or 6 o'clock in the morning on Black Friday the way you used to. We'll stand in line at 4 o'clock in the morning and let these people hang out with their families at 6 p.m. for dinner.
Thanksgiving.
That's it.
Thanksgiving. Kmart just announced that if their employees do not show up on Thanksgiving, they will immediately be terminated.
Well, yeah. It's a no-show policy, but at the same point, don't be that company, man. Well, like, yeah. I mean, I get it. You guys got to do your business, and if you're opening your company, you can. But how about you just go, well, we don't need to be open at 6. We could just wait till tomorrow morning at 6 a.m.
There's right. companies that are big enough as far as, like, they don't have the competition that other smaller companies do, and they're the ones who are starting this opening up on Thanksgiving night, and it's like you already are so much ahead financially. I mean, I could understand if a smaller company wanted to get an edge on you. They're still not going to make what you make that year.
No way.
So just be the better, bigger company.
Well, talking about that made me think of something that Mark and I talked about the other day. I want to get Mark for Christmas a PlayStation 4.
Okay.
Aww. So we can play NHL.
Oh, okay. All right. He's going to give me a Christmas gift. Look at that. I love where you're going. Let's just be honest. Dan wants one
list?
Too so that
on
he can play
Facebook?
With us also.
Yeah, yeah. No.
Customers at Walmart have decided that they were going to take advantage of the price matching promotion that Walmart uses in order to purchase the $400 PlayStation 4 consoles for just a fraction of the price. Earlier this month, the retailer announced it would begin price match promotions with select online retailers, including Amazon.com. However, the website allows any Amazon registered user to create an authentic sales page. What people were doing was they were turning around and posting that they had PlayStation 4s for sale for $97. Walmart price matched over $1,000.
Really?
For $97.
Why didn't you get one for me?
I didn't know this scam.
Oh, my goodness. Yes, we need to know these scams before they happen, Bobby.
Because they only made $40 profit that day.
Walmart, exactly.
Walmart's exact website says, "We're committed to providing low prices every day on everything," reads Walmart's online price match policy. So if you find a current lower online price from an online retailer on an identical in-stock product, tell us and we will match it.
Nice. All right, Bobby. So we got a job. Our job is to find the cheapest PlayStation possible for you to get me as a Christmas
present.
I'm
going to post it for $5 on Amazon and go get it from Walmart.
Fair enough.
The other thing real quick I want to tell you guys about was Julia was talking about in my tarot reading to take a vacation, need a little time away. Well, I will not be going to the Broadway Hotel in Blackpool, England.
Why not?
Is it haunted?
If I give them a bad review, they will charge me an extra £100, which comes out to $156. That's right.
Giving you a bad review, can they do that legally?
A couple left scathing comments on a travel review website known as TravelAdvice.com that a hotel in northern England they had stayed with was filthy, dirty, rotten, stinking hotel. Uh-oh. They thought no more about it. But Tony and Jan Jenskin were shocked later to see an extra £100 added to their credit card bill. On investigating, the couple found that they had been fined by Broadway Hotel in the seaside resort of Blackpool, which reportedly told them it is their policy to charge guests who leave them with bad reviews.
Oh.
How about you clean up your hotel?
Yeah, how about that? Good call, Lucy.
Thank you.
They said that they chose the hotel because it had ample parking, but the car park was so full they had to park at a different hotel that was nearby. The couple said that they could not believe the state of the room, which cost them $56 a night. The hot tap didn't work. When we reported it, we were told about it, and it would be fixed in the
morning.
Have
you ever been to a hotel over in Europe? It's first off.
They're small.
They're very small. Second off, they don't give you anything but the bare amenities for a hotel room in most cases. You have to pay for
hot water. There's no
showers. You have to pay for hot water. You have to pay for towels. You have to pay for all the little amenities. And they actually sell them as kits at many of the hotels over there. Unless you get to some of the extremely high-end and high-scale ones. Other than that, like, if you go to, a, like, your basic Motel 8 over there, it is a toilet bowl.
What about in Czechoslovakia?
I was in a hotel that was amazing, and I got everything I wanted, including a channel.
But that was being English. Paid for by... But that was being paid for by MTV. I mean, come on. That's not fair.
It was a wonderful hotel, though.
All right, Bobby, I sent you a clip I want you to play. Don Lemon. Does everybody know who Don Lemon is?
I do not.
Don Lemon is a television show host and news anchor for CNN. He kind of cut his teeth a little bit here in the Ferguson area during the Ferguson riots a few months ago.
Oh,
and he's a black gentleman. And that has nothing to do with him. But Don Lemon recently had on this lady.
Back now.
Who was there for... She was the person that... One of the people that Bill Cosby supposedly, back in the day. He's in the news right now for raping and, you know, sexist stuff towards women. Okay.
Bill Cosby is?
Bill Cosby, oh, yeah. The comedian, yes. And
Dr. Huxtable?
He has refused to talk. Oh, Netflix pulled his new special that they were going to put out. They pulled the special off and NBC, they're not going to play it.
NBC canceled the new Cosby show they were working on.
Oh, yeah.
And TV Land pulled all episodes of the Cosby show.
Now, what am I going to watch on the weekend?
I want to watch.
So here's the situation.
I want to know what happens with Theo.
So Don Lemon has on one of the ladies. And he does an interview with her. And then the next day, he brings her back on to do a little bit because he got some scathing remarks about the day before his interview. And so he brings her back on to kind of clarify a couple of things. And go ahead, Bobby, and play this. This is Don Lemon.
Tarshish, you heard her story here on CNN last night, alleging that Bill Cosby raped her when she was just 19 years old.
You've got to hear this. Thank you for coming. Listen to the words he says and what he asks.
So how is today different than yesterday?
I'm very tired. Today's different because... I've received a lot of support from a lot of women. My phone hasn't stopped ringing. I've gotten tons of emails, tons of texts. Actually, somebody that I hadn't known since I was 9 years old got in touch with me and said, I'm sorry that it's due to these circumstances, but how are you?
Mm-hmm. As you were, you know, on last night, we've got lots of people who were saying, why were you so skeptical of Joan's story? And I was just asking you questions. Did you think I was being skeptical?
I didn't feel that you were being. Yeah. I thought you were doing your job.
Yeah, and that's the tough part of doing this. But you do know, as we mentioned last night, as I mentioned, there are a lot of people who don't believe you.
Mm-hmm.
And they say, why didn't you go to police? And why would you put yourself in a position to be with him a second time if he had raped you once?
Well, I didn't go to the police because I was 19 years old. I was scared, and I thought nobody would believe me. I'm a 19-year-old girl, and he was Mr. America, mm-hmm. Mr. Jello, as I've called him. Why would anybody believe me, take my word against his word? The second time, I kind of felt roped into it by my own, hoisted by my own petards, because I didn't tell my parents and didn't want to tell my parents.
Can I ask you this? Because and please, I don't mean to be crude, okay?
Yeah.
Because I know some of you, and you said this last night, that you lied to him and said, I have an infection.
Mm-hmm.
And if you rape me, or if you have intercourse mm-hmm. with mm-hmm. me, then you will probably get it and give it to your wife.
Right.
And you said he made you perform oral sex.
Right.
You know, there are ways not to perform oral sex if you want to do it.
I was kind of stoned at the time, and quite honestly, that didn't even enter my mind. Now I wish it would have.
Right.
But
meaning the using of the teeth, mm-hmm. right?
Yes, that's what I'm as thinking. Weapon, you're, yeah, I didn't even think of it.
Biting. So,
ouch.
Yes.
There it is, ladies and gentlemen. Well, this literally started a huge, and I mean an absolutely huge, Twitter trending topic called Don Lemon Reports. And basically, internet has been scathing of Don Lemon. And basically, what Don Lemon just did there, if you didn't catch it, was he basically said, well, you know, there's just ways to not perform oral sex. You could have just walked away. Is basically all he said. And then she's like, oh, well, I didn't even really, I was stoned.
Well,
and there's things that were happening in my, like, it was. And so now, like, everybody's Don Lemon reports are hilarious. And I mean, They are super funny. I'm going to bring some up. Go ahead, Dobby.
I'll bring some up live on the air.
These are so classic, dude.
Well, while you bring those up, also Janice Dickinson, the supermodel, is claiming that Bill assaulted her as well. Mark, will you push that up for a second?
Oh, okay.
I have some audio here from there.
Yeah, that chick's half nuts, too, though.
After dinner, in my room, he had given me wine and a pill, and the next morning I woke up and I wasn't wearing my pajamas, and I remember before I passed out that I had been sexually assaulted by this man. The last thing I remember was Bill Cosby in a patchwork robe, dropping his robe and getting on top of me.
A patchwork robe.
And I remember a lot of pain.
She remembers his clothes.
I don't remember fighting him off. I just remember
enjoying that jello.
What's going on?
Why not go to the police right then?
I was embarrassed and ashamed.
I was stoned.
Did you ever tell anybody about this?
I can't remember that. I don't want to implicate anyone because Bill Cosby is a very powerful man.
All right, so there we go. So that's what, okay, so now Don Lemon reporting, okay? And basically people are just taking random things throughout history and they're applying the Don Lemon reporting style to them. And these are hilarious because they hashtag it with Don Lemon reporting. And like some of them are, roofies are not free. Do you ever feel like you should pay Bill back for the one he allegedly slipped you? You know? Tonight, Don Lemon interviews Native Americans and asks why they allowed themselves to slain and tarnish their own Redskins name. This stuff is just classic. Fact, 100% of rapes are caused by rapists. Blame them, not the victims. Why did JFK drive down that road in Dallas? You're telling me there were no other streets around? Like, just random things. They just... If blacks would have never gotten on those ships, this could have all been avoided.
Oh, like, my God.
Just so, just rude. Just the way they're tearing into Don Lemon is just amazing. If it didn't want to get the hose again, then maybe it should have rubbed the lotion on its skin. Don Lemon reporting.
Someone actually posted on Facebook, I just want to know, in any of these instances, did he ask them about the Puddin' Pops?
One of the Baron brothers put that.
Don Lemon reporting. Did you ever think of asking Mr. Dahmer not to eat you? Like, that's my point. Like, this is just classic internet ribbing at its best. I have been laughing all day at these things. So you can go to hashtag Don Lemon reporting on Twitter and read them. They are just hilarious across the board. And some of them are racist. Some of them are, you know, sexist. Some of them are interesting, but some of them are just really, really funny about, like, you know, why didn't you just create smallpox vaccines back when you had it type thing. You know, awesome.
That's awesome.
It is awesome. All right. Last thing I want to talk about.
Dr. Huxtable.
Last thing I want to talk about.
Dr. Huxtable.
Blake Shelton's tweets tend to be silly and sometimes funny, but on Monday he got serious by calling out artists who trash the music of their peers. He wrote, "Looking ahead in life, I hope to never be one of those artists who bitch about other artists' music. It's transparent, whiny, and pathetic." But since he flubbed the spelling of whiny, he lightened up and addressed it in his next tweet. Speaking of Blake, People Magazine just released their Sexiest Man Alive list, and our Mr. Shelton did make the cut. He's one of the runner-ups they featured in their photo spread to celebrate Chris Hemsworth dethroning Adam Levine. Blake also released a new version of his Lonely Tonight video, which features Ashley Monroe. You may recall they performed together at the CMAs. But yes, Blake Shelton doesn't like it when people go, "Hey, you know what? I just don't think you're a really good artist, but I got lots of number one hits myself." That's his thing.
I get it.
Maybe you shouldn't play worse music. Hashtag Don Lemon reporting. Yeah. There it is.
maybe if your music was better than theirs,
yeah,
they wouldn't blast
they
it.
Wouldn't say things about
maybe
it.
Maybe if someone didn't create Twitter.
How do you feel about Chris Hemsworth, Sexiest Man Alive, Lucy?
Which one is he again?
He's Thor. Thor.
Obviously the top of your list.
Yeah, you know, you think him. Jensen Ackles, 58th on the list.
58?
Yeah, there's 57 ahead of him.
You're going to make her really upset.
Hey.
Jaime Garcia.
Hell no.
She's checking the list. Can I say this?
She's got a list of the 7 dirty words in front of her so that she can't say any of them. Yeah, you can't
and
say.
I say like 5 of these. Like,
yeah, you can't.
Basis.
You're not allowed to say it.
Jaime Garcia, number 245.
Well, listen, ladies and gentlemen.
Was he really?
Really? Was he really 58?
No, Jaime was like 295.
No.
Yeah.
Jensen.
Yes, he was way up there. I think he might have been 69.
Who were like the top 10?
I don't have it in front of me. I'm sorry.
I think Jensen Bobby Ackles don't. Is a
we got to get out of here on
man.
The show.
He needed to go higher on that.
I love you. We'll talk about it off the air. I'm telling you.
I'm set. I'm looking at.
Good luck with your thing that's getting ready to happen, though. Good luck with that. We can't talk about exactly what it is, but we want to say good luck to you. The Q is supporting you. We want you to do it because we know what that comes with.
Yes.
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 Dan's not excited at all. He doesn't care.
No. I am
Dan,
very,
why didn't
care.
You join the
I'm
yes.
very excited. I just don't think we should be making gestures to what it is.
We're not. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, like it's time all. For us to get out of here on the show. I want to first say happy Thanksgiving to everybody here on the show.
Yeah.
Happy Thank Thanksgiving you. To Lucy and to Dan, as well as to Bobby. I want to also
and
make
Merry Christmas to you guys.
Well, Feliz Navidad. We'll be back for that eventually. We want to thank 1380 KXFN and 1420 WINI every single week. Photo.com, who presents our show each week. Go to theqnow.com, click on the banner on the front page of photo.com. That's FOTO.com. And you will have the chance to receive a free poster size print. They are awesome. You can get one for your mom or your dad or family member for Christmas. Thanks to our friend Julia Gordon Bramer. And don't forget her website, fixedstarsgovernalife.com. We appreciate her coming on and doing our tarot card readings. And if you have any ideas or want to talk with us, hit our voicemail and 347. Whoa. There it is. Montel Williams. Jordan. There it is.
Montel. Wow.
If you have any ideas or want to talk with us, hit our voicemail line and leave a message. 347-974-0958. And everyone, have a happy Thanksgiving. Take care of every single one of those people in your family because they might not be here tomorrow.
That's very
and,
true.
And anything else you guys want to say before we get out of here?
Keep an eye out for the Q. Anything we say is true and we are the real deal.
Yes, we are the deal.
The grass is always greener on the other side, unless you're on a beach.
Okay. Anything for you, Lucy?
I had fun tonight. Thanks for having me on again.
Well, we appreciate you coming on, ladies and gentlemen. That's going to do it for us here on the Q. We will see you guys next time on the show. In my hood tonight, the summertime shirts and the guys that can lie. All the gangbangers forgot about the